But you also asked about the longer-term implications. I would put it this way. The United States for some time has argued, and sometimes quite strenuously, that Europe needed to diversify its sources of gas. No, it is not wise policy to depend on one country or one company. And that doesn't mean just diversification of pipelines. It means diversification of gas from, you know, by through different, through pipelines owned by different players, so that no one player has the ability to turn off gas to anybody. That will also have, such diversification may also have the effect of forcing greater transparency into the gas market and politics out of the gas market. We've always thought that Nabucco and the other pipelines in the South Caucasus were good ideas. We consider them to be good ideas, and we hope that Europe acts with, pardon the phrase, energy to push these projects forward. This is a Europe. It is proper that Europe have the lead on this. This is not a U.S.-Russia issue. We don't get our gas from Russia. This is a European issue, but it's one that's caused concern among our friends. Now, you raised questions of the relationship between the Georgia war and Ukraine, and is this part of some larger pattern? And I'm aware of the debate, of course. I would put it this way. The Russians themselves have publicly staked out a claim to a sphere of influence in countries, a sphere of privileged relations was their phrase. I don't know what that means, but it sounds to me like sphere of influence among the countries that emerged from the wreckage of the Soviet Union and are trying to find their way. We all know that Ukraine and Georgia have real challenges, different kinds of challenges, but real challenges. These countries ought to be, Russia, we hope, will allow these countries to find their own way and deal with their own problems. Should Ukraine pay, you know, European-level prices for gas? Yeah, it should. And in fact, Ukraine and Russia have agreed that there'll be a transition period, and in 3 years, Ukraine will pay those prices. I think that's right. But there's a larger issue. Is there a relationship between Russia's tactics on gas and this claim to a sphere of influence? You've asked that question. I can't give you a definitive answer, but that's a question that many people are asking. Does Russia want to use pipeline politics to be able, for example, to maintain leverage over some countries, like Bulgaria, while assuring Germany that its needs will be met? That's another interesting question. We hope that Europe will develop energy policies which will have an element of solidarity in them, so that European countries can rest secure in knowing that if gas is cut off from one source, they can receive it from another, from a Western pipeline. That means we have to look at infrastructure.
Which is not going to happen within the next 10 years.
So. It takes a long time, but that means there's no time to lose. Get started, and then even if you're just starting, if there is a political agenda, and I'm not saying there is, but if there is, then the infrastructure to blunt that is very useful. Now, that's a long answer, but that's a serious question.